It's time again for Light of My Life. Today's episode, Dr. Duncan has $3 million and a plan. Light of My Life is the true to life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City, a typical small Midwestern community.
Eureka! Or is it Eureka? I have a great idea.
Dr. Duncan has been turned down by T. Howard Pines, Jr. in his attempt to buy the Pine City Hospital. But upon leaving the hospital, his mind conceives a plan.
I can hardly wait to tell my partner, Sheik Rattle and Roll. I'll run over to his palatial estate right now.
From the Sheik, the Dr. Duncan got the $3 million that he had hoped to buy the Pine City Hospital with. But now,
terrible pain tonight,
another use for that money. As he runs toward the Sheik's lavish estate.
I'll get there in a hurry, and this is good cardiovascular exercise.
He feels pain as he jogs, of course, the incredible pain in his chest and the numbness in his extremities.
I wonder why more people don't jog for their health. Ooh, here I am.
He arrives at the giant, ornate door at the Sheik's estate.
With the huge knockers.
He grasps a knocker and pounds on the door.
Why, Lowell Duncan, how good to see you.
He is greeted by Maid in Japan.
How do you do, Maid in Japan? I'm here to see the Sheik. Why don't you just walk this way, and I'll take you to where he is.
You're certainly a marvelous-looking specimen, Maid in Japan.
Thank you, Lowell. He's right through that door. Why, hi, Lowell. What brings you here?
To tell you the good news, Sheik. I'm taking your $3 million and buying a Mini Pearl chicken franchise place.
Now, Lowell, all of them there Mini Pearl chicken franchise places is closed. That one bellied up.
No, you don't quite understand, Sheik. I have a fantastic money-making idea. Transition line.
Well, naturally, the Sheik is interested if indeed is a money-making idea that involves a closed Mini Pearl chicken franchise place.
We are going to take that place and turn it into a fast hospital service.
I don't understand, Lowe.
People complain because when they go to the hospital, they have to stay so long. We will have a fast hospital service. It'll work this way. People will drive up to a little doctor's face. There'll be a speaker there. They can give their order for what they want done to them. By the time they drive around to the window, we'll be ready to do it to them.
Why, that's a marvelous idea. What are you going to call your place?
We're going to call it Doc in the Box.
Well, the prospects are, it seems to me, unlimited. Franchises springing up all across the country. Doc in the Box. To be originated soon in Pine City by Dr. Lowell Duncan. Dr. The Books, the man who has replaced Dr. Lowell Duncan in the Pine City Hospital, has been summoned into the office of Hospital Administrator T. Howard Pines, Jr.
Yes, sir, I did want to see you.
Howard has been hearing throughout the morning hours activity, noise, construction work, as it were, across the street from the hospital.
It's over there at the old Mini Pearl Chicken franchise outlet. I've been watching from my window all morning long. There seems to be a lot of construction going on, and I can see Lowell Duncan and Sheik Rattle and Roll over there. Do you have any idea what's going on, Dr. The Books?
Dr. The Books.
Well, no, you certainly do not, doesn't it? I've been very, very busy and making the rounds and charging customers outrageous prices, and so I have not had a chance to walk over and find out what they are doing over there.
Meanwhile, across the street, at the former Mini Pearl Chicken Franchise Outlet, which, as you'll recall, bellied up, Dr. Duncan is with Sheik Rattle and Roll, the man who has given him, Dr. Duncan, $3 million.
All right, now we got to check out the speaker. The speaker here at Doc in the Box will be right back of that there picture of a doctor. You go on inside, and I'll pretend I'm a customer, and you see if you can hear me in there, okay, Lowell?
That's
okay.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Dr. Duncan.
You stay out here like you're in a car.
Goes inside the new Doc in the Box.
Can you hear me, Lowell?
And they begin to test the speaker that will be used.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me out there?
When the customers drive up to order their operations.
I can hear you, but there is something wrong with the speaker. I can understand you. And at drive-ins, you ain't supposed to be able to understand what the people inside is saying.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Let me make some adjustments here.
Well, Dr. Duncan begins to make the necessary adjustments.
Your order, please.
Still too audible. Yeah.
Your order, please.
Sounds like he's getting there.
That there's getting better. Well, try it one more time. That there's perfect. That's working perfect, Lowell. We're ready to open Doc in the Box.
Well, will Doc in the Box be the kind of success that Dr. Duncan anticipates that it will be? Offering a fast hospital service for a mobile public in Pine City. Meanwhile, across the street in the Pine City Hospital, T. Howard Pines, Jr., hospital administrator, has a view looking directly out at this new business in Pine City.
It would appear to me now.
He's with the doctor who replaced Lowell Duncan, Dr. The Books.
As if Lowell has taken over the Mini Pearl Chicken franchise place and is probably preparing to get out of doctoring and to sell chicken.
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's right. Dr. The Books, because he's done a lot of remodeling over there. Look, there seems to be the happy face of a doctor and wires running out of it. I just don't understand what's going on. Except, look, a car is pulling up to the happy face of the doctor right now.
And so, back across the street, at the Doc in the Box. The car pulls up.
What'd he say, Martha?
Speaks to the little doc.
I couldn't understand.
The Doc
what
in the
said?
Box.
I can't figure that out at all.
Would you speak a little more distinctly, please?
Oh, I think he said your order, please. Oh, yes. We would like a facelift, two tonsillectomies, and a vasectomy.
Well, the very first customers of Doc in the Box, soon to be nationally franchised fast hospital service. Well, you can't believe the scene.
Oh, look at all the cars,
Jake. At the new Doc in the Box, grand opening day today in Pine City.
It's certainly a wonderful opening day.
Never has there been such traffic congestion in all of Pine City as there is today as the people arrive to investigate this new fast hospital service.
Well, look at all the specials that we have going today for opening day. We've got free coffee and donuts, balloons for the kiddies, free tumblers, a 7-story hot air balloon, a man in a motorized hang glider, an elephant, Smiley the Clown, and a man on stilts.
That's Dr. Duncan. He's talking with Shake, Rattle, and Roll, who jointly have devised the new Doc in the Box in Pine City.
Let's go inside, see how business is going. It seems to be going very well. There's a lot of orders there up on the wall. I think it's the fact that we're offering such reduced prices. As an example, an appendectomy, 78 cents. Tonsillectomy, 49 cents. Gallbladder removed, 62 cents. Vasectomy, 37 cents. And a heart bypass for $1.10. I hope business keeps up as good on all days as it has on this here opening day. Wait a minute, somebody just drove up to the speaker. Let me handle this. Welcome to Doc in the Box. Your order, please.
I'd like a vasectomy and a tumbler.
Oh, no doubt about it. We're going to be a huge success.
Indeed, it does look as if the Doc in the Box time has come. Across the street.
What's going on over there?
T. Howard Pines, Jr. is in his office where he can look out over the activities across at the Doc in the Box.
I have no idea what's going on over there.
He and he and Dr. the Books are wondering what it is that's happening across the way.
I don't know either what Lola's up to, but whatever it is, it's a huge success.
Well, obviously, T. Howard Pines, Jr. has no idea that what is happening across the street may well spell doom for the Pine City Hospital. For it does appear that a fast hospital service is going to take all the business in Pine City.
Now, the curiosity has gotten the better part of me, I'm afraid, Dr. the Books. So I'm going to get in my car and drive over and see what's going on for myself.
And so Howard leaves his office, walks down the corridor of the Pine City Hospital, out onto the parking lot, the tree-lined parking lot, climbs into his automobile, and prepares to drive across the street to see what it is that's going on.
I'll just drive over here and... See, what do you do here? You drive in the driveway here.
As he drives in the driveway, he notices the smiling face of a doctor.
Seems to be
with a little loudspeaker attached.
Supposed to stop here, I guess, in front of the smiling face of the doctor.
Over the little loudspeaker.
I didn't understand. What'd you say? You're going to have to speak more distinctly. I cannot understand what you are saying. Look, when I get nervous, my gallbladder acts up. Now, what are you saying?
Drive forward to the front window, really.
I think he said drive forward to the front window. I'll just drive over here.
He drives forward to the front window.
Oh, hello, Lowell.
He is greeted by Dr. Lowell Duncan.
Hey, how are you? Just take a couple of minutes here. What are you doing to me? I'm taking out your gallbladder, Howard, and then I'm going to give you a free tumbler.
Well, that, of course, is a part of the grand opening festivities at Doc in the Box. Once the operation is performed, you receive a free tumbler and balloons for the kiddies. Well, T. Howard Pines, Jr., when he indicated that not being able to understand what was being said over the speaker caused him to get a gallbladder pain, did not know that in driving forward, his gallbladder would be removed by Dr. Duncan. In the office of Dr. the Books in the Pine City Hospital, we find Dr. the Books perusing one of his medical journals.
I see. The toe bone is connected to the foot bone. The foot bone connected to the heel bone. The heel bone's connected to the leg bone. Now hear the word of the Lord.
The quiet end of his room is broken by the incessant rapping on his door.
Oh, Dr. Lux.
Enters Hospital Administrator T. Howard Pines, Jr., with a peaked look about him.
You look a little strange, Howard. What happened when you went over in your car to Doc in the Box?
Strangest thing happened to me. Lowell took out my gallbladder and gave me a tumbler. It's a very nice tumbler. That would be very good for using in the morning with your Ovaltine. You seem worried, Howard. What seems to be the problem here? Well, the gallbladder and the tumbler only cost me 79 cents. What do we charge for a gallbladder operation, Dr. the Box?
We charge $1,450.
Wait, at Doc in the Box, you can get the same operation for 79 cents plus a free tumbler?
I'm worried about that competition. I'm really worried, Dr. the Box.
There's no need to worry, Howard. As you can tell, our hospital is quite full of very, very expensive patients, and we're doing well. Now, why don't you just relax? It's time for eyewitness news on the television. Let us just sit down and watch the news, all right?
And so they turn on the TV.
I'll turn on the television, sir.
And now, eyewitness news. Pine City's number one news team, Jerry and Christine.
Good evening, everyone.
With Howard, Bill, and Bruce.
Good evening.
And Ann, Senator John, and Dr. George, and Dr. Art.
Good evening,
and everyone. Ted, and Ned, and Ed, and Larry. And now,
good evening.
Here's Jerry.
Good evening, everyone. From the cemetery to the dump, to all of Pine City, here's the top headline of the day. 9-year-old boy in Pine City finds frog. We'll have details in just 1 minute after this commercial message. Hello, friends. This is Dr. Lowell Duncan.
Are you tired of high hospitalization costs? Have you been avoiding going to Doc in the Box because of the cost? Well, friends, here's good news. You can have an operation a month for the next 3 months for just $2 a month, plus a slight installation charge, during our special Doc in the Box introductory offer. Now, I have a Doc in the Box T-shirt, which I'll give to someone who can tell me on what page of the paper the Pine City Picayune Pioneer, our Doc in the Box ad, appears. I'll take the fourth call.
Well, how will Howard and Dr. the Books respond when they see that their old friend, now their nemesis, Dr. Duncan, is promoting the bejabbers out of Doc in the Box?
Look at the huge crowds that go to Doc in the Box day and night. I tell you, Dr. the Books, Lowell is going to drive us out of business here at the Pine City Hospital.
I think you're just much too worried and concerned.
Dr. The Books tries to comfort
you. We have a lot of very expensive patients here who are getting our expensive operations. Why don't you just relax a little? It's getting late. Let's just sit back and enjoy some wonderful, wonderful music from B. Mitchell Belding's radio program on wonderful K-Pine's radio.
Perhaps you're right, Dr. The Books. I should relax a little more. Why don't you just turn on the radio?
So they turn on the radio to wonderful K-Pines.
Wonderful K-Pines
where
radio.
The B. Mitchell Belding Plays the Hits show
Mitchell
is about
Belding.
To begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the B. Mitchell Belding Plays the Hits show will not be heard tonight. My ratings are not very good, so they have made this into a talk program. I really don't want to do this, but when your ratings stink, you have to do what they tell you. So this will now be a talk show. If you'd like to talk to our guest, you call on Extension 1680. That's going to be the name of the program, sort of a cutesy way of getting our frequency in there. Extension 1680, you call 5201-K-Pines on your dial. And our first guest on Extension 1680 is Dr. Lowell Duncan, the proprietor of Doc in the Box. Well, welcome to the program. This awful talk program that I have to do here on Lowell.
Well, it's indeed a pleasure to be your first guest. B, I'd like to talk about Doc in the Box, if I might.
Oh, what is it? Lowell?
Well, Doc in the Box is a fast service hospital. We have franchised it. We're now in 347 different cities and 92 foreign countries. Already, 1 million appendectomies have been sold.
Well, how can you do it, Lowell? How can you bring in such low-price operations?
That's easy. It's low overhead. We hire high school kids to do the operations. Now, we want you to shop around, of course, for your operation. But if you'll come and see us first, we'll give you a transistor radio, even if you don't have your operation at Doc in the Box. We'll give your money back if you're not satisfied with your operation. And, folks, be sure to get one of your Doc in the Box bumper stickers and put it on your car. You may win a trip for Hawaii for two. Last week, Clive Turbell and Bryce Pookin both won such trips.
Thank you, Dr. Lowell Duncan. Now, if you want to get in and talk to Lowell, you just dial on your phone 5201 the K-Pines for extension 1680.
Well, Howard,
turn that off, will you?
Has heard enough of that as he asks Doctor in the Books to turn off the B. Mitchell Belding talk show. And Howard, T. Howard Pines, Jr., suddenly turns ashen of face.
I'm convinced that Lowell is just going to do us in here with his Doc in the Box operation, Dr. the Books.
I don't think you have anything to worry about, Howard. Now, it's late in the evening, so why don't you just go on home, leave my office, and go on home and get some sleep, and it'll all look better in the morning.
That could very well be. All right, good night, Dr. Books.
So Howard puts on his hat, leaves his office, out into the corridor of the Pine City Hospital. Concerned, certainly, about what's happening at Doc in the Box, but convinced by Dr. the Books to go on home, and perhaps on the morrow he'll feel better. As he walks down the hallway, he decides to check on a couple of his patients.
I think I'll stop by and see how Mrs. Mergen is doing.
He opens the door
to
Mrs. Mergen's room, walks in,
that's strange,
and sees the bed is vacant.
Miss Mergen isn't here. Huh. Let me go over to Mr. Pulver's room and see if he's seen Miss Mergen.
He leaves Miss Mergen's room, walks down the hall to Mr. Pulver's room.
Mr. Pulver, have you seen Mrs. Mergen?
Suddenly he realizes
Mr. Pulver isn't here. Good grief, I just realized something.
There's nobody in the hospital. I'd better go tell Doc in the Box about this.
Obviously, what has happened, Doc in the Box, across the street from the Pine City Hospital, the new fast hospital service opened by Dr. Lowell Duncan, has taken all the patients away from the Pine City Hospital.
Dr. the Box?
No, Dr. the Books.
Pardon me, Dr. the Books. It's a very confusing thing to do.
It really is.
It really is. Difficult. Dr. the Books. May
Howard,
I come in?
Howard raps on Dr. the Books' office door.
Miss Merkin and Mr. Pulver are missing. Doctor, that's funny. He doesn't answer.
Just walk into his office. No response from inside. Howard walks in.
Good heavens, he's not in his office. Dr. the Book. Wait, there's a note here.
Howard reads the note and gasps.
Good grief. It says, Dear Howard, I resign. I've taken on a new job as night manager at Doc in the Box. Sincerely, Dr. the Books. Good heavens, now I don't have patients. I don't even have a staff. What'll I do? What'll I do? That darn Lowell Duncan. I've got to come up with some idea in order to compete. Wait a minute. I've got it. I've got an idea.
An idea. And now, across the street at Doc in the Box, Dr. Duncan and Shake, Rattle, and Roll, the partners in this most successful fast hospital venture.
There's somebody driving up to the little speaker now.
They're in there, and Dr. Duncan is about to take an order over the little speaker inside.
Welcome to Doc in the Box. Your order, please.
Yes, we would like a hair transplant, a double bypass, a cyst removed, and one of the Ronald McDuck coloring books.
How's business going, Lowell?
Asks Shake, Rattle, and Roll, the man whose money it was that started this venture.
You know, not as well as I thought it would be. I thought the coloring books would really put us over the top, but strangely enough, in the last few weeks, business has fallen off.
I notice there seems to be quite a crowd gathered around the Pine City Hospital. Wonder what's going on over there, Lowell. I haven't the slightest idea. Why don't we just walk out of... One of the high school kids will do the hair transplant there, and just take a look and see what's going on.
So
there.
Dr. Lowell Duncan and Shake, Rattle, and Roll walk out onto the tree-lined streets of Pine City and gaze across the street at the Pine City Hospital, where a large crowd has gathered.
Well, there seems to be a huge crowd gathered over there at the Pine City Hospital. Yes, look. They put up a new sign and a marquee in front of the hospital.
A marquee on a hospital?
They certainly have, Lowell. I can't see it from here. What does it say? It says, Pine City Hospital, home of the stars. Now appearing in the operating room, Sammy Davis, Jr. Well, why don't we go over and get an operation and find out what they're doing over there.
And so, Dr. Duncan and Shake, Rattle, and Roll leave Doc in the Box, walk across the street, and join the long line of people queued up to go into the posh operating room.
Let's see if we can circumvent this line and go right to the front and see if we can... After all, I am America's foremost surgeon. Perhaps I can get right into the operating room and we can get our operation taken care of before these people.
Yes, monsieur. Do you have a reservation?
We don't have a reservation.
There is no reservation, obviously, for this was a last-minute decision.
I'm Dr. Lowell Duncan, America's foremost surgeon.
monsieur, I don't believe I see your name on the list.
What's he doing with his hand? He's got it all bent backwards like that, Lowell. What's he looking for?
The maitre d' in the operating room handcuffed, probably expecting a tip.
How much should we give him?
Well, let's get ringside for our operation. Give him a 20, Shake.
So Shake, Rattle, and Roll reaches in his pocket, pulls out a wad of money, finds a $20 bill.
Oh, yes, monsieur.
And slips it
I
into
suddenly
the hand.
See your name here, Dr. Lowell Duncan. You're right at the front of the operating room.
Well, it worked. Dr. Duncan and Shake, Rattle, and Roll go to the very front of the operating room and find themselves
have a nice,
very nice seat.
Have a nice table to lie down on.
a waitress appears.
Your order, please.
Now, what kind of an operation are you going to have, Lo?
Excuse me, once the show begins, we can't serve you. So we advise that you order 3 operations at once.
Oh, all right. I'll have a facelift, a tracheotomy, and a knee operation.
Let me see, what'll I have?
I understand. The appendectomies are good here.
Dr. Duncan checks the list and makes his order.
I think I'll have a kidney transplant, a nose job, and a hernia operation.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
The waitress goes away.
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
T. Howard Pines Jr.'s voice is heard over the loudspeaker.
The light is going down.
As the lights go down.
The Pine City Hospital Operating Room is proud to present Mr. Entertainment, Sammy Davis, Jr.
Oh, that there was our rousing ovation from the full house
in the operating room of the Pine City Hospital.
How was your operation, Shake? Oh, fine. My all of them was fine, just fine. My hernia feels so much better. And my prostate condition has improved.
Well, now that the show is over. As they leave,
they want to hustle us out here so they can set up for the next show.
They see a sign posted indicating that Steve and Edie are booked next.
Oh, look, and then Wayne Newton. Good heavens. There's no way we can keep up with this competition.
And so, Dr. Duncan and Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
No, I don't think so.
Head back to their fast hospital service, Dock in the Box.
Ain't nobody there, Lo.
See that no one is there. Everybody is lined up, awaiting the next performance. In the operating room of the Pine City Hospital.
I guess we should just as well admit defeat. Wait a minute, Dr. Duncan. Shake, what do people like better than Sammy Davis, Jr.? Oh, I can't think of anything they like better than him, sir. There is one thing. Gambling.